SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Refugee Week is an annual activity in Australia to raise awareness about the issues affecting refugees and celebrate the positive contributions made by refugees to Australian society. This activity was originally celebrated in 1986. Refugee Week coincides with World Refugee Day, which is on the 20th of June. In Australia, it is celebrated from the 16th of June to the 22nd of June. Today, we will be speaking to Lisa Stewart, who is Settlement Services International SSI Community Engagement Coordinator for Coffs Harbour area, about Refugee Week. Lisa, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you, May. Thank you.
Could you kindly tell us what activities will be held in Coffs Harbour, considering lately many refugees have been resettled there, especially Kurdish Yazidi refugees?
Sure thing. Our city has come alive with so many amazing things that are going on right now and over the past couple of weeks and will continue. We've had Freedom Feast, which is a long table community dinner, which is a shared meal. Everybody brings along a plate of food to share, music and dancing, and it's been fantastic. We've had Homeland Music Festival, which is an SSI-organised festival that showcases the talents of three musicians from refugee backgrounds. They've played at Freedom Feast. We've got Emma and Sally at Anglicare hosted a map and chat in Coffs Central, where people could come along and talk about their journeys, I guess, and share stories around their settlement journey and have a bit and talk about their ancestry and a bit about where they're from and the food they like to eat and just have a general conversation. We've still got the Stories to Freedom exhibition, which was also done in collaboration with Anglicare. They've put on an exhibition at the Coffs Regional Museum.
And what does that involve? Is it just an exhibition of, say, arts, or what is it?
Yes, it's artworks that their group of women have worked for months. The exhibition itself is brilliant.
Now, during this Refugee Week, any involvement of the newly resettled Yazidis in Coffs Harbour involved in the activities?
Absolutely, everyone's involved. Our local people are getting together. As I said, everybody's making food to bring along and share, as well as to put on their music, share stories, and lots of dancing. They were involved in helping to set up, In every way, everyone's involved and really happy to be working together.
So how is the refugee community settling in Coffs Harbour?
I think they're settling really well. Kids are attending school, parents and adults are developing their English language skills. Some people that are more established are even looking and finding work, even starting their own businesses. They're wanting to be a part of the community. They're finding home in their new community. And I think that, the community involvement speaks to them settling well and feeling safe in their new home and welcome.
Lisa Stewart, Settlement Services International SSI Community Engagement Coordinator for Coffs Harbour area. Thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you, May.
لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردین.